From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Trump gained some opposition. Republican U.S. presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is drawing rebukes from across the world for proposing a total ban on Muslims entering the United States. Trump said the ban should be in effect until the country's leaders can, in his words, figure out what is going on about possible new terrorist attacks. White House spokesman Josh Earnest on Tuesday called Trump's rhetoric offensive and toxic.
The question now is about the rest of the Republican Party and whether or not they're going to be dragged into the dustbin of history with them. And right now, the current trajectory is not very good.
In the U.S., Trump's political opponents widely condemned his proposal. Legal experts say a ban on Muslims entering the country would be unconstitutional. The U.S. House of Representatives has overwhelmingly voted to bar people who have visited Iraq and Syria in the past 5 years from a program that allows visa-free entry to the U.S. People from 38 countries must obtain a visa to travel to the U.S. The bill passed 407-19. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he's hopeful that talks will be held next week on ending the war in Syria. He spoke after a meeting with U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in Paris. The meeting is scheduled for December 18th in New York. Russia says it has, for the first time, struck Islamic State targets in northern Syria with missiles fired from a submarine in the Mediterranean. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu gave the message to Vladimir Putin that the missiles targeted two positions near the city of Raqqa. A South African judge has granted bail to Oscar Pistorius, the Olympic athlete, appeared in court Tuesday to hear whether he should remain under house arrest while awaiting new sentencing. The appeals court last week convicted him of murder in the shooting death of his girlfriend. This is VOA News.